You're listening to SBS News.
Joe Biden assumes office as the 47th president of the United States as coronavirus-related deaths in the country continue to surge. The richest country in the world remains the worst hit by the pandemic, accounting for more than 25% of the global cases and nearly 20% of the global deaths. New York State and California are reporting the highest death rates in the country as health authorities struggle with vaccine supply. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says the city has had to cancel people's appointments to receive the first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine this week because of a lack of supply.
This week, we've had to tell 23,000 New Yorkers who had an appointment this week that they will not be able to get that appointment for lack of supply. If we had the freedom to vaccinate, if we had those second doses free up, we could reach those 23,000 New Yorkers this week.
Mr. de Blasio has been urging federal authorities to rectify supply issues for days, saying the situation is being made worse by delays with the Moderna vaccines.
The Moderna vaccine, those deliveries have been delayed. So we already were feeling the stress of a shortage of vaccine. Now the situation has been made even worse.
New York State Governor Andrew Cuomo says vaccine shortages will likely be a weekly occurrence.
What's clear now is we're going to be going from week to week. And you will see a constant pattern of basically running out, waiting for the next week's allocation, and then starting up again.
Across the country on the West Coast, San Francisco Public Health Department Director Dr. Gran Colfax says California is ready to vaccinate, but missing vaccines.
We will be ready to vaccinate 10,000 people a day. But right now, our challenge is the lack of vaccine.
United States health authorities aren't the only ones trying to wrangle better supplies. European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen admitted she was caught off guard by manufacturing delays.
Last Friday, we were all surprised by the announcement of Pfizer-BioNTech to have a delay. As you described, I immediately called the CEO of Pfizer. And I explained to him that it is of utmost importance that we get the doses that are fixed in the contract, because most member states have started to vaccinate the first shot of BioNTech Pfizer, and we are now approximately 4 weeks later, so the next shot has to be applied. This is a medical necessity.
Non-EU member countries are also voicing concerns about vaccine distribution and availability. The EU has pledged to help Balkan nations who are attempting to join the Union through the COVAX program, an agreement to get vaccines to all countries, regardless of their ability to pay. Being reliant on COVAX alone will, according to the scheme, at best provide just 20% immunization coverage across a country's population by the end of the year. Western Balkan countries have already been promised €70 million to allow them to participate in the EU's vaccine rollout. However, this EU scheme is still under development, and details on how countries outside the European Union will get hold of EU stock are yet to be seen. Albania's Prime Minister Edi Rama last week claimed the rollout was morally and politically unacceptable, accusing countries of taking an everyone for themselves attitude. Many non-EU countries are in processes of signing their own bilateral deals with manufacturers. Serbia became the first European country to begin a mass inoculation campaign using China's Sinopharm COVID-19 vaccine, with health officials and hundreds of uniformed soldiers lining up to get their jabs in the capital, Belgrade. In the United Kingdom, focus is still on containing the spread of the new COVID-19 strain. A record number of daily deaths has been recorded, bringing the UK's total to over 90,000 coronavirus-related deaths. As the World Health Organization warns, the variant has reached at least 60 countries worldwide. Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he's horrified.
These figures are appalling, and of course they we think of the suffering that each one of those deaths represents to their families, to their friends. What we're seeing is the result of the wave of the new variant that we saw, I think, just before Christmas. It really has been a very big peak of infection. It spread very quickly, not just in the in London and the southeast where it began, but now in virtually all parts of the of the country.
Meanwhile, progress with vaccination is being made in South America. Brazilian health workers have begun vaccinating the Biaguarani indigenous people on the outskirts of Sao Paulo. Around 900 people from six communities in the region of Parelheiros are considered some of its most vulnerable residents. Local leader Mr. Vera Poppy Gua says 60% of their population was infected with COVID-19.
Tivemos três óbitos, né?
Three indigenous people died and 60% of them were infected in our village, which is a very high number. We are avoiding it as much as possible and taking care of ourselves. The vaccine came to reassure people.
Vacina chegou aí para tranquilizar o povo e...
Brazil has the world's second highest death toll from COVID-19 and cases are rising again across the country. Health authorities started the vaccination program on Sunday after two vaccines, the Oxford AstraZeneca and China's Sinovac, were approved by Brazilian health regulator Anvisa. Brazil currently has 6 million doses of the Sinovac vaccine ready to distribute in the next few days. Vaccination in Brazil is beginning later than neighbours such as Argentina and Chile. Chilean authorities approved the emergency use of China's Sinovac vaccine on Wednesday, although with certain restrictions. Heriberto Garcia, director of Chilean Institute of Public Health, says a second vaccine will be beneficial for the country.
We are very happy to know that today we have a second vaccine approved in Chile, a second vaccine that is another mechanism of action. So now there are more possibilities, which is very good for the country.
Chile started vaccinating its health workers and elderly population with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine in December. According to data from Johns Hopkins University, global COVID-19 cases are heading towards 97 million. There have been just over 2 million deaths worldwide. Sofia Petrovic, SBS News.